The clear reflective spacecraft was the size of a softball while at rest, but since it was now very near light speed, its mass had grown and its length had diminished in dramatic fashion, as relativity demanded. It had raced through both the intergalactic and interstellar voids for more than 2 million years, but its tremendous speed caused time dilation effects, and as far as it was concerned, the journey hadn't even been 1/100th this long. A photon of light, of course, could do this trick far better, as it moved at a speed that caused time to stop dead in its tracks. The photon could be born on a star and travel for 1 billion years, at least as measured by an outside observer, before slamming into a distant telescope, not having aged a second. To the photon, this journey would be instantaneous. It would leave its star and die on the telescope 1 billion light-years distant, with no time passing for it at all. Interstellar space was cold beyond imagining, but the tiny probe was able to tap into the froth of the void, the particles and energy that appeared and disappeared at random, the ultimate quantum magic trick. Perhaps this was the universe's way of providing the perfect energy source for those who could learn how to tap it. Or maybe instead, this energy froth was a gift from an all-powerful deity, yet another subtle clue as to its existence. If only the universe, or this deity, hadn't set such a limiting and unbreakable speed limit. The probe possessed sensors of unbelievable power, and had recently detected radio signals, which it had quickly traced back to their planet of origin. The nature of these signals made several things clear all at once. Not only was there life on this particular planet, but it was intelligent life. And not only intelligent life, but life that had reached a basic level of technological sophistication. Outstanding. The probe, as satisfied as a probe could be, instantly made a course correction, now having accomplished at least the first stage of its mission parameters. The interstellar softball continued to digest the ever-growing content being broadcast from this chatty planet as it hurtled through space, and with each passing second it moved almost 180,000 miles closer to its target. The planet, which the inhabitants called Earth, Terra, and dozens of other names in different language systems, was now just under 3 light-years away. Only 3 years until the probe arrived. But much sooner, as far as it was concerned. It could hardly wait.